9:36 on a Wednesday morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. You know, when you look over in other markets and you see bloggers trying to do it, I think what they're trying to do is trying to emulate what they see around Michigan. Even at Michigan, you got a lot of people saying, oh, I'm on a blog on Michigan. It's like, dude, it's not that easy. It's not that easy.
It is. It's pretty much that
easy. I'm just going to go do a blog.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that easy just to go do a good blog?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know. It's just that easy.
You just do it.
It is for a couple people in that room.
Come on, Brian.
Well, no, I mean.
How much time do you spend?
I spend a lot of time, but if you want to write a blog, go do it. And maybe someone will pay attention to it.
How easy is it to do a good blog?
It's, you know, it depends.
This is like a compliment that I'm trying to pay.
No.
I'm trying to pay him a compliment.
Greg, why don't you jump in and see how hard it is?
I'll say this. The challenge is to bring something to the conversation and bring something interesting.
Yeah, unique.
The reaction by people is to do like a beat reporter summary of the game. I'm going to have a blog and do that. Adds no value. Adds nothing, right? So that's the challenge.
Yeah, what's your niche? And what do you do? Yeah. What makes you unique? Greg Dooley has, from a historical perspective, there's no one that does what he does with Michigan athletics.
Greg's a perfect example. He found his niche, and it's talking about the little brown jug 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Brian.
Well, hey, I read it. I read it.
Greg, I heard that they found, what, 30 new spots on the jug?
They could fit about 38 spots or so, give or take.
All right.
Yeah,
so
on the existing jug.
We're just going to put the Maryland scores on there because at some point we're going to put Minnesota.
Wow.
Just don't leave your jug behind in College Park. Actually, if you leave your jug behind in College Park, someone's just going to steal it anyway.
The point that I was making before Brian said, it's just easy, was that these guys do a wonderful job with their blogs. Guys try to duplicate it, try to emulate it, and they can't. Because what you guys do is unique. Brian Cook at MGo Blog and Greg Dooley at M Victors. And, you know, Greg, we have a partnership, and you have a lot of partnerships these days. Even, you know, you do things with the university. You do things in Detroit as well, right?
Well, I've done some freelance work for the news a couple times, and as you have, Sam. And they asked me a while ago to prepare a top 25 list, one of these lists, right? Something I don't do very often, but Jim Russ, the editor down mm-hmm. there, asked me to come up with a list of the top 25 players of all time. And I think they asked me because these things always get picked and picked apart, and why not just pick someone off the street to do it? But he asked me to do it, and I did it. They were going to air it for the Michigan State game and have a Michigan State top 25 as well, but they pushed it out, and they released it this week.
Mm-hmm. Is Norfleet down there?
He's not, nor is Treasy. It wasn't guys I liked the best. Otherwise, like Troy Wolfolk would have been on there.
Your list has no credibility.
All right, so you know you can. Where can folks find this list right now?
You can go to M Victor's, and I have a link to it. But also, it's on DebtNews.com in the sports section in their feed. It was the lead story yesterday, and it's on there somewhere.
So. All right, so don't want to give away the entire piece, but let's just go through. Give me your top 10. Roll out your top 10 for me.
Good, I can do that, and that's kind of how I looked at it too. It's like there's guys that I see that are without a doubt in the top 25, and then after that, it gets a little foggy. And I think those top guys are. Is JJ, does he still listen to the station, JJ?
JJ still listens
to the
station.
So I'm guessing Willie Heston's coming up.
Willie Heston, Germany Schultz, who played in that era, Benny Oosterbaan and Benny Friedman for sure, Tom Harmon, no doubt, Ron Kramer, Ricky Leach, Anthony Carter, Desmond Howard, Charles Woodson.
Ricky Leach?
Yep, without a doubt.
I don't want him to call in and bomb me, but that's a name that jumps out to me as like maybe not.
Okay, I say, and look, this is the challenge, right? You get into defending these things,
right?
But to me, Leach was a guaranteed no brainer for
really?
Me. Really? Yeah, and you could talk about statistics and all that,
you
right?
Crossed but off Moose Wistert here. You're like no Harbaugh.
There were some late cuts. Harbs was a late addition, but after that, it gets tough, Sam. It gets tough because. It's tough. I wanted to give the proper respect to the eras.
Yeah, and that was going to be my question. Yeah. How do you compare eras?
It's difficult. It's difficult. But what I said I wasn't going to do was take, say, a decade where we, say, had a national championship or some great teams and completely ignore them. So I looked at – I focused on the years, I looked at some of the great players who made a great impact. One player who we don't talk about very often, who's probably, if he's not in the top 10, which I didn't list him, he's close, and that's Harry Newman. And that's a guy who put the 1932 team on his back. It's a piece I wrote in Brian's Hail to the Victors preseason guide this year. And he's just had such a phenomenal season. To ignore him, he would have won the Heisman Trophy had they had it, you know. So I couldn't ignore Harry Newman like that. The criticism I get, of course, from people today who read it and say, well, where is player X from the last 5-10 years, right? Where's the A-train? I get that. You know, these guys are close. Where's Chad Henne? I got. Where's Tom Brady?
You're just talking about their Michigan careers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm absolutely just talking about Michigan. And off, you know, people will throw in, what about their pro career and all that? Mm. So it was tough to do. I mean, I came up with a list pretty quickly, and it had about 35 names on it, and I whittled it down. I didn't do this in a vacuum. I talked to some of my historian buddies, and I also talked to a couple coaches.
Mm. All right.
Including a former head coach.
I'm looking at the list right now. Where's Hutchinson?
Hutchinson's 26. Was he
like a three-time All-American, four-time All-American, and he's not on the list?
He didn't make it. And it's who do you take it off other than Leach? that's the other thing.
And you, Rick, that's Brian Cook, 734-998-1050.
You know, he was the last cut.
How about Julius Franks? He didn't even have a senior year. He was wiped out by tuberculosis.
Absolutely. I'll tell you. And I there's some people I really respect who have studied these periods, right? And one guy who's done that a lot, and I can mention his name here because he's John Crick. He wrote The Natural Enemies, right? The book on the Notre Dame Michigan rivalry. He interviewed, you know, all the way up to Lou Holtz and Mueller down to the living guys. And the one guy that stuck out as from the player testimonials and the Notre Dame testimonials as the baddest man that he talked about in that era was basically Franks. And he sold me on it. And I did some research, I looked into it, but I put him in there. You could definitely argue Everett. Everett's on there? Yes.
Bill Yearby?
Could not. And if he's off, then I would consider Bob Timberlake. But to ignore the 1964 team that was inches from a national title, they missed a two-point conversion to beat Purdue. Otherwise, they dominated Oregon State in the Rose Bowl. Something was working. They again, nearly ran the table. To ignore that team, which everybody does anyway, for me to do it would have been doing them a disservice. So it's out of respect for the team and what he did. And he was one of the last two-way, truly two-way, dominant linemen and players that Michigan had, and one of the best.
All right.
So it's a challenge, but you know, you can shrug your shoulders and say where's
that's why this is what makes it great. It's a subjective thing.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it's very difficult, and lists are tough, right? But it's a conversation piece. But
yeah,
you know,
Ross
I would challenge
what he was doing.
I would challenge somebody. I'd challenge somebody though, if you're gonna say, well, you know, and Billy Taylor, Ron Johnson, you know, these are guys, this was tough, right? But I picked Lytle, you know, and Mike Hart, to me, has to be on this list. And it's not so much, yes, we played with Jake Long. It's what he did after he hit the line of scrimmage and the yards that he got. To me, he was remarkable, and he makes this list.
So who are the backs? Who are the backs that you have on there?
Let's see. Well, just true backs.
True backs.
I've got Hart and Lytle.
And then,
and I guess you can count Harmon. And then after that, Heston.
See, because, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you have some dynamics that Ada Mike, really, Mike was a great player. Great player. We all know he was a great player. But one of the things he didn't have was someone that was equally great playing the position there at the same time as him, like Biaka Batuka did, for instance, right? I mean, he had to split carries for some of his career. Maybe that mitigates the perception of how good he was, but... You know, if I'm thinking of all-time great Michigan backs, it's hard for me to look at it and say, hey, Timmy Biaka Batuka, you know, where is he?
I do these things, I do it by season. Like, I'm not going to consider, like, overall careers just because it's so hard because of that reason. But, like, Ty Wheatley averaged 7.3 yards per carry in his senior year. Per carry. 7.3 yards. That's just... That's unbelievable. And like, they're, you know, it's 1990. It's not like back in the old days when you're.
See, but that's what makes this. Frustrating. It's such a great piece to do. Frustrating, but frustration is an emotion. It makes it great to do because people are going to debate it. Look, you can. What I can do for Rick Leach is I can give you Brian Cook's personal cell phone number.
I can too, Rick, if you need it.
And in that way, you can.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be on the list. I'm just like,
there's like four people who would have seriously killed me if Rick Leach was not on this list.
Okay, so this is really like a personal like threat to your health. From
absolutely,
your friends.
Dave Brandon is not on here, but I thought about it. No.
All right, hey, no. Ira, hey, man, I got to get this in. It's the holiday season, right?
Yeah, I spent my, you know what I did the other day, Sam? I read the slideshow on my Samsung Galaxy S3. Right? That's how I found out Rick Leach was on the list.
Right, Rick Leach, Flint Southwestern native, grad, by the way. Flint Southwestern wasn't an academy at the time.
Maybe that's why he made the list. Yeah. He needed a Flint guy.
For a limited time at AT&T, this is an abrupt segue. For a limited time at AT&T, double up and save two Samsung devices at a great low price. Perfect timing for the holidays. Right now, you can buy a Samsung Galaxy smartphone like the Galaxy S3 for $199.99. Ira has one. And save up to $200 off a Samsung tablet like the new Windows 8 ATIV. The Samsung Galaxy S3 can capture important moments like a pro. With the 8-megapixel camera with zero lag shutter speed means you can take awesome photos fast. Then it has the Speak and Galaxy S3 will listen. Tell your phone what to do with S voice. What is S voice, Ira?
Sam, you tell it what to do and it listens. It's awesome.
All right, well, you can get that with the Samsung Galaxy S3.
It's the only thing in my life that listens to me.
Then also, you can get the new Samsung Windows 8 ATIV. It's a brand new touchscreen tablet with PC capabilities, has instant live tile updates for info at a glance, and has 7 gigabytes of cloud storage, so you are never without the files, photos, and videos that matter to you the most. Visit an AT&T store near you today for details. Do what I did and choose AT&T. Click on att.com or call 1-866-MOBILITY. AT&T, rethink possible.
Offer ends December 31st. While promotional supplies last, new 2-year agreement with qualifying monthly voice and data plans or mobile share required for each device. Other charges and restrictions apply.
All right, so Brian is fired up, Ira. He's fired up. You got to squeeze this breakdown as much as possible because I got to get the man's take on expansion. Help me out, Ira. Work your magic. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.